Please be seated. Bath time in my childhood home wasn't about just cleaning off the day's grime. Bath time was a celebration of the body. Each night, my mom would lift her two tow-headed kids out of the tub, wrap us in towels, and stand us on the counter in front of the big bathroom mirror. As if on cue, my brother and I would break out into the song that my mother must have so carefully taught us. We'd wiggle and dance as the towel carelessly fell from around us. Naked as jaybirds, we would sing with glee. Well, I'm a beauty. Yeah, 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 well, I'm a beauty. Yeah, 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 well, I'm a beauty here and I'm a beauty there. I'm just a beauty everywhere. I have since taught this song to the next generation. And the song would repeat and repeat amongst giggles and wiggles of us children. My mom tried to raise us into people who would be confident and comfortable in our own skin. And despite society's best efforts to shame, my mom shaped us into people who honored our bodies. As Paul says in today's reading from Corinthians, do you not know that your body is a temple? Paul writes these words to a community in Corinth that had become divided by class, authority, and religious practices. The rich and the poor were seated separately at the Holy Eucharist, and communion had dissolved into a long, drunken meal. The community in Corinth had held early Gnostic ideas that what really mattered to God was the spiritual reality, not the physical reality. And so what they did with their bodies or with the bodies of other people didn't really matter. Sexual exploitation, no problem. Gluttony and drunkenness, no problem. Denying the dignity of the poor in their midst while exaggerating the dignity of the rich, no problem. The body doesn't matter anyway. But Paul strikes at the heart of these assumptions, reminding the Corinthians that bodies matter deeply. For salvation comes to us through the body. God came to us not just through the timeless and eternal word, but through the body of a person named Jesus. If only the spiritual mattered, surely God could have saved us by taking us out of this material realm. But instead, God saved us by entering into human skin. Because what matters, because what happens in the body matters. And so Paul reminds the Corinthians that what they do with their bodies matters as well, because their bodies contain the divine, and because their bodies are members of the body of Christ. Our bodies are no different. In our bodies, we are members of the body of Christ. We're not just spiritual members of a spiritual body. We are real corporal, material members. We are taken in body at our baptism. Our heads are drenched in water, sometimes our whole bodies. A cross is etched on our forehead, left shiny with oil. We are held. We are initiated into the body of Christ through our body, not just by words. Not just by words, but by touch. As physical members of the body of Christ, what we do with our bodies matters. In your body, you bear witness to the salvation made known to you in the body of Christ. When you stand to sing, when you proclaim the word of the Lord in this assembly, When you extend your hands to receive the bread, you take it into your mouth and take it into your body, and it becomes a part of you. When you offer your sister the cup of salvation, when you give yourself to God in prayer, when you smile at a stranger, when you comfort a crying child, when you serve a hot meal to a homeless brother at Casa Esperanza, when you take action against injustice, your body bears witness to the salvation made known to you in the body of Jesus Christ. How is God calling you to bear witness to this salvation? God is calling you. But too often we don't hear God, or perhaps like young Samuel in today's Old Testament reading, we don't know what it is we're listening to. But our bodies hold the clue. Just as God entered into human skin those thousands of years ago in Jesus Christ, God continues to invade our skin still. The divine wisdom of God lives within our body. The very breath of God fills and fuels us. The ancient Hebrews understood the Spirit of God and the wisdom of God to be synonymous. The Spirit of God and the wisdom of God were synonymous. And one of the names they had for the Holy Spirit was Ruah, which means breath. So we can say that this wisdom of God lives within us like the breath that oxygenates every cell of our bodies. This holy wisdom, this Ruah, this breath of God. It is this holy wisdom to which we must listen to hear God calling us. Yet so often we are unconscious of the holy wisdom that resides within. We miss the clues that our body whispers to us about where God is calling us next, calling us to rest, calling us to work, calling us to cuddle, calling us to risk, calling us to serve, calling us to play, calling us to heal, calling us to be a source of healing for others. We could ask ourselves Paul's question, do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit within you? Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit within you? To hear this holy wisdom, we have to listen, and not only with our ears. Listen more deeply. To clear away the clutter, to slow down the pace, and really listen within. So for one moment, I'd like to ask you to take a risk with me. And just know as you take this risk that I am taking a risk too, by asking you to do this, all right? So we're risking this together. I think it will just be the first of many more wonderful risks that we'll take together in the years to come. So often our sermons appeal to our intellect, which is one way of knowing, of course, but it's only one way of knowing. We also know things in our heart. We know things in our gut. In fact, I know things most clearly. I knew that I was called to be your priest because I listened on all of those levels. So I'm going to ask you to listen a little more deeply. We're going to practice something today. Now, if you hate it, be at peace, because next week we'll have a sermon that appeals to the intellect, and the week after that, and the week after that. But if you love it, then know that there are other ways to practice this in your life, both at your home, but also in community. We have centering prayer here. We have Christ-centered prayer. Eventide also has some moments that invite us to be quiet and reflective in community together. And the circles of trust, which currently is manifesting itself in a group called the Active Faith. But the circles of trust is also another way that you might connect with this kind of practice in your own life, if it is something that you discover you would like more of, all right? So I want you to know that I'm not going to look at you. And if people do this right, nobody else should look at you either, okay? All right. So I want you to sit comfortably. And I want you to close your eyes and try to relax. Let your awareness settle gradually on your breath, traveling in and out. You do not need to try to breathe. Your breath just breathes itself effortlessly. Allow yourself to feel the support of the cushion beneath you, the pew behind you, the floor beneath your feet. Notice any sensations in your body, places where you may feel an itch or an ache, a chill or a warmth, an emptiness or a fullness, or even places that have disappeared and feel numb. Sit with this awareness of your body as you breathe in and out. Imagine the path of your breath traveling into and out of your body. Focus on that breath. And as you breathe, begin to imagine your breath as the breath of God, Ruach. Breathe in, Ruach, God's Holy Spirit. Breathe in, Ruach, God's Holy Wisdom. Breathe in, Ruach. Breathe out, Ruach. Imagine Ruach flowing through your nose, down your throat, into your lungs. Imagine Ruach as it keeps flowing deeper, warming your stomach, your solar plexus, your pelvis. Imagine Ruach radiating out into your limbs, all the way to the tips of your fingers and your toes. Ruach, God's holy wisdom, travels through your body, enlightening you, Ruach travels through your body, energizing you, Ruah, God's holy wisdom, is calling you. Where are you to follow? Conjure a picture of that place or that action. And now say to that calling, "Here I am, Lord." Ruah will be with you as you go. Ruah fills you, fuels you, forms and informs you each day. Ruah resides in you. When you're ready, let your awareness return to your surroundings. Feel the pew beneath your feet, the pew behind you, the cushion beneath you. And when you are ready, open your eyes.